Now, the rest of the story. What you're about to hear is going to sound a lot like a Horatio Alger story. Maybe because it is, well, it is the Horatio Alger story. Horatio Alger, you'll remember, was the author who wrote all those successful stories about fictional characters. The rags-to-riches idea, any man can become a millionaire. In many ways, Horatio Alger is the American dream, so much so that he's been credited by some as single-handedly spurring the Industrial Revolution. A poor boy, born into an unhealthy, unhappy childhood on a Friday the 13th, rose to become one of the most entirely successful and highly paid authors of all time. So this is the Horatio Alger story. From birth, he was undersized, underweight, susceptible to every imaginable childhood disease. In an age of comparatively primitive medicines and remedies, it's a miracle that he survived infancy. At the age of 2, Horatio developed a severe asthmatic condition. He was kept apart from other children through most of his youth. Overpowered, perhaps intimidated by his father, a stern New England preacher, he was slow to talk. And when he talked, he stuttered. As a young boy, Horatio's only friends were books, and so he did develop his mind to compensate for a frail and undependable body. At 16, he passed the entrance exams at Harvard, but his family wasn't able to pay the bills, so Horatio would have to work his way through school. He became an errand boy for the university president. That entitled him to a free room and $1 a week. It wasn't enough. So Horatio entered an essay contest, and he won, and the prize money kept him going for a while. But when it came to his profession as a writer, Horatio still had a difficult climb ahead of him. No, it would take years of determination for Horatio Alger's storybook success. 4 years before his first collection of short stories would be published, 12 years before his first novel would be published. But once he got his foot in the door, then the perseverance paid off. And in a short while, his yearly earnings would be comparable to $250,000 today. He was writing up to 7 books a year and soon became one of the most popular of all popular authors. Some say the best-selling American author of all time. And each of those inspiring books was a variation on a theme, a prototype of his first successful novel, Ragged Dick. Of Alger's fictional heroes, all of them rose from rags to riches with honesty and hard work and a little bit of luck. Now let me interrupt myself just for a couple of personal sentences here. The American dream is a good dream. It's still good. Don't you let anybody tell you differently. All around me today, I can recount instances of individuals who have built the better mousetrap, and the world still beats a path to their door. But as with any dream, our confidence comes from the confidence of our heroes. And Horatio Alger was our hero, and it was his success which spurred many of us on. Good for him and good for us. Though Horatio Alger, the poor boy who climbed to the summit of his profession, the man who 100 years ago symbolized success, in real life clawed his way from rags to riches only to return to rags. That's right. Horatio Alger died broke. And now you know the rest of the story.